Hello, Voice of Vashon is here in the house. If you're out there and listening, let me know you can hear us. Okay, let me get it off of. Yep. All right, we're on. Hello, ladies. Hello. So my name is Tara Morgan, and I'm a volunteer producer here at the Voice of Vashon, all volunteer run organization here that brings you your island connections. And every season, I get together with some amazing people from Viva, Vashon Island Visual Artists, and we give you a preview of the tour of the season. And this season is the Holiday Tour 2024. So welcome.
Thanks. Thanks.
Hi, Tara.
Hello. Can you tell us who you are and maybe what you're doing on the tour and what you do for Viva?
I'm Marla Smith, and I'm one of the potters of Three Potter Studio, Stop 23. And I've been the president of Viva for several years, but now I am just the secretary.
Whoa.
And of course, a tour member, always a tour member.
Yeah, absolutely. And Three Potters is a trio of ceramic madness just down on Cemetery.
On Cemetery Road.
Yeah, one of many potters on the island. I was just having a conversation with someone the other day about the kind of incredibly rich history of ceramics on Vashon. And I know there was an exhibit at the museum at one point about 1978, the influx of potters.
Wow. 70, the people came in 69. And then the very first art tour was the Potter's Tour in 1980.
Nice. All right. Who else is with us today?
Hi, I'm Zeus, and I'm with Zusko Jewelry Studios down in Burton.
Nice. So today's show is a preview of the tour. So maybe if you're listening and you're listening to this show, you've been on many, 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 many tours. Maybe you've even been on them since the 80s. But if you're new to the island, this show will be especially fun for you if you're like, I keep seeing these posters around. I keep seeing these brochures come into my mailbox, and I don't even know what that is. So let's get into it. Give me some details about the tour data, some numbers.
Data points. This holiday tour, there are 44 studios, which is pretty big.
Isn't that the biggest to date?
I remember, I think last year it was like 35.
I think post... Yeah. Post-pandemic, I think we had one that was 45.
Wow.
But by far, you're right. By far, it's usually 30 to 35.
And that's just the stops. Like, a lot of the stops have more than one artist.
Sure,
too,
they're a group show.
Yeah, it's a pretty big tour. Yeah.
This is a really big tour. And when I was looking through the list of all of the studios, there are several studios that have up to seven artists.
Wow.
And there are 1, 2, 3, 4 galleries.
Mm-hmm.
And VCA will have the mini show, which is probably 70 people.
That's a miniature show. So if you don't know, Viva is our island artists collective, if you will. And every year at this time of year, especially for the holidays, Vashon Center for the Arts, being in its esteemed galleriness, does a miniature show. And it's sort of a way for, or it is a way for all the artists to submit maybe smaller versions of their work and make it a real fun shopping atmosphere for folks looking for unique gifts this holiday season. So the tour, just so I can back up for a second, opens this weekend, December 7th and 8th, and runs the 7th and 8th, and then again on the 14th and 15th. So if you've got visitors coming, this is a real fun way to do it. Anything else data-wise for this year's tour?
Well, there are several new studios,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to list them off just because it's rare that we have new studios. Mm-hmm. Corey Wynn, who is a longtime Vashon artist, is, I'm not sure if she's ever been on the tour before, but she's on this year. Radiant Neon is new.
Oh, yeah.
Vashon Hats and Finery.
Oh.
Lavender Cat. Garbanzo Glass. Lee Hendrickson Uptown with Crystal Photography.
Oh, yes.
And Frog Holler is a mother-daughter team of artists. Barnworks is back with 2 artists, and Craig's Crossing is north of town, and it has 7 artists, 3 from Waterworks, which sadly is no more.
Yes. So Waterworks was a group show gallery situation that had its last hurrah at the last tour in the spring. So what's a reason that an artist might want to be in a group rather than showing off their own studio? Sometimes people get really into going to see people where they work. And
I think that a lot of artists don't have a big enough studio that would accommodate traffic through.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's fun to group with people because then you get to spend time, hang out while you're representing your art.
Sure. And then you can also take shifts, I would imagine, so you don't have to sit there for four solid days of doing chit chat and talking and all of that, like you will at yours.
And some studios are really hard to get to. They're down a muddy path with no parking. And so if you group up together where there's access, and it's really nice because with so many studios on the tour, whatever part of the island that you go to, there's always a studio right by the studio where you are.
Right.
So in Burton, there are three studios. In Docton, there's seven. Then down the West Side Highway, there are studios.
Yeah, that's a really good way of covering a lot of ground, because with 44 studios, it's almost undoable to do it all.
Sure.
Right? So if you split the island, if you find the favorites on the brochure, you can kind of read through, pick the ones that you really want to see, and then look around in the area, and you can hit groups of studios, like Marla was saying, Burton, West Side Highway, Docton, downtown. There's a lot down here too.
And you can also, there's an online map you can use, an online guide you can use at viveartists.com, VIVARTISTS.com. But if you're interested in a particular medium, you can say, I want to just check out all the potters, and you can run through and look at the different potters or the different photographers. I'm excited about Lee Hendrickson. I've had him on the show before. He is a client at the barbershop also, and I know his family is here on the island, and it's just a really new, different kind of thing with microscope photography and crystallography and things like that. I'm also excited about the neon artist. This seems to be
that's a lot of fun.
Noob on the island.
Yeah, they had a little Docton tour in the summer where I got a chance to see that studio. It's pretty fun to see how neon signs are made.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I bet. I would imagine some people like to go on the tour to see artists at work. Are there some good tour spots where you'll get to see the kind of the back end grub? I know at Three Potters you can see
it's too grubby. It's just too grubby.
Yeah.
You know, we're right now, it's Monday, and we're still working.
Yeah, you're still producing.
I'm still glazing and firing. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, you know, a little team of fairies and gnomes come in the middle of the night and clears all of that away.
Right.
And so pretty much when somebody sets up their studio for tour, maybe Allison, the neon person, maybe she has a big studio.
Mm-hmm. I know that Brian Breno up north of town, he does some demos too, right?
There was he can
years
have his
where
furnace
you could
going.
Blow your own ornaments. I'm not sure if he's doing that this year too, but in tours previous, I know he's done that. We do little demos in my studio of the jewelry making because it's fun to watch metal melt, and we do little bits of that.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, because I bet you get asked, all of the artists get asked, how do you do that? Or how did you come up with that
idea?
We
love that. Please ask us, because I mean, if you have time, ask us, because you'll get your ear talked off. We all love talking about how the art is made.
Yeah. And tell me, how does the tour happen? Like, who makes the tour happen? Do you have a excellently paid staff with benefits and company parties and
Absolutely.
Things?
Yes. We all make millions doing this.
401ks, health plans.
Right. We're an all-volunteer organization where you have a working board, and we put on these two tours every year. We have two consultants. We have a tour coordinator. And we also have a Viva coordinator who keeps track of all of the lists. We have 200 members.
Wow.
And
most of the members really step up to the plate. And we kind of try to divide the tasks that need to happen for the tour to happen.
Well, props to the social media person, because the little mini videos.
Lindsay's amazing.
Yeah, spotlighting. So if you're not following them already, there's a Viva Artists Instagram and Facebook page you can follow. And there's great spotlights on individual studios, and it shows their number. So they're all numbered 1 through 45, right? You said 45?
44.
Yep. They're numbered 1 through 44, and the signage is very easy because it's very consistent, and it has a nice big number on it that shows you where you're at. And then the map, of course, is the best way to just, you know, have this in your car with you. And even if you're just driving around on Saturday or Sunday and doing some errands, like, oh, there's one, just pop in and they'll be really happy to see you.
And every household on Vashon should have received one of the tour brochures.
Yes.
But if you haven't gotten yours yet, I'm pretty sure any of the businesses on Vashon should have them available for you.
Not
to grab.
Every business.
Almost every business.
Right. Our sponsors there definitely have stacks of them.
Yes, at the barbershop, I have a stack. So come in and I'll give you my personal recommendations, who not to miss. With Waterworks going away, I was going to ask, did people scatter into different studios? They must have figured out Waterworks was a collective. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have the other collective, which has been a long time, which is Quartermaster Press. Yeah? Are they on the tour?
They must be.
They must
They're
be.
Always on the tour.
They're always on the tour. Yes, Quartermaster Press. Stop number 28. Etchings, line cuts, monoprints, collages, and cards. That's a favorite stop. And if you're not familiar with the Beale Greenhouse studio situation, I bet there's I bet there's a few in there as
I think Jennifer Hawk is the only one.
Is she the only one?
Yeah. No, you're right. The Waterworks people scattered to Craig's Crossing and to Barnworks.
Mm-hmm. And this is probably the second or third year of Outstanding in the Field. Are they on the tour this year?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's a shipping container gallery in the middle of a field, literally.
I know, right, that it's newly remodeled, so that she's actually has, she's put up fiberglass, clear fiberglass all up around it.
Oh, wow.
And she is also the one who is our tour coordinator.
Oh, kudos. And
shout out to Lindsay. She's amazing.
And she also bakes.
Oh,
she's an excellent baker. So
okay, there's a good question. Right. Which one is going to have the best snacks?
Like, oh, definitely us.
Yours?
Yeah,
really?
Zuzko. We have the traditional Czech Christmas cookies that we've been baking them for about 2 weeks now.
Oh my gosh!
If you haven't had the Czech Christmas cookies, you gotta come by.
Okay, I'll definitely.
They're butter and then butter and then some more butter. They're so good.
That's a great way to like nosh your way around the tour, right? Okay. So the hours of the tour, I know you guys are
10 to 4
in the afternoon.
Because it gets dark at 4.
Yeah, so we did have 1 year where there was a big snowstorm. I remember we talked about that last year.
That will not happen this year, Tara.
That will not happen this year, no.
But you know what we found out, you know, so where we are, Cemetery Road goes down the hill, and we're down at the bottom.
Right.
And the year of the snow, that road was not plowed.
Oh, wow.
And so it was a very, very small group of people who made it. But you know, it was interesting. The people who made it, besides some of our friends later in the day, were people who came every year. There was a couple from Portland who were in complete rain gear.
Oh.
There was a couple from Olympia. And they have come every year and they stay overnight on Vashon and do a weekend of the tour.
That's a great way to do it.
Ordered the perfect weather for these next 2 weekends.
Perfect.
So hopefully we'll see if they get delivered.
So if you are shopping, do most, if not all of the tour locations take, you know, cash, card, Venmo, check, all of that? Everybody's available. Maybe not cash. Maybe cash isn't preferred, but.
Oh, no. We take anything.
Yeah. We'll take anything.
Yeah. We have a big cash box ready to make change.
So if someone's out and looking at this big map and going, oh, gosh, you know, it's 20 or 44 studios and 12 miles times 5 miles wide. Zeus, what's a good way to split it up and maybe and not end up getting too lost, but like really concentrating your efforts this year?
I think it's pretty easy to look at the map. When you look at the map in the brochure or you go online and you can see the little clusters of studios. So that way you can cover more ground by parking the car nearby and just walking. A lot of them are within walking distance. Docton is a really good example of that. So is Burton. Actually, West Side Highway, probably you can't walk around, but...
Town for sure, you can do. Yeah, I noticed that there's not anybody south of Burton, so you can at least get yourself to Burton, mm-hmm. and that's kind of the southmost end other than going out to Maury Island.
Yeah.
But Docton, I've been noticing they've been doing some group shows independent of Viva, and sounds like they've really got a nice collective going on.
Yeah, and Docton is really walkable.
Yeah, and beautiful. Mm-hmm. That was my very first experience. So I was just telling someone the other day, and I wanted to tell you guys this. Yesterday was my 6-year anniversary of moving to Vashon Island.
And happy anniversary.
Thank you. And I moved here to work for VCA, and I got a tour brochure. And that was actually my way of learning the island and meeting people, was I just decided to go left down this road or go right down this road or walk down this driveway. And it was a really wonderful way of being greeted warmly by someone you don't know. And in checking out a different part of the island, I met Ilse Reimnitz that day. I met Docton Pottery folks, Gail Lurie, and a number of potters who were grouped up in that location. And it was just a really beautiful way to get to know the island. So if you're out there and you're new to Vashon, I know at the barbershop I've met quite a few new families. This is a kid-ish friendly event. Yeah. Please, you know, use caution, of course, around the real breakable stuff. But it's a great way maybe for your kids to just see what's possible in terms of making art on the island. It's a very big part of who we are here on Vashon, right?
Yep.
I think it's great for kids. The more we can expose kids to art, the better for the world at large.
Yeah,
so absolutely. Bring your kids.
Yeah. Kids are always very curious. Not always, mm-hmm. mostly curious. If it's mm-hmm. the end of the day, you can see them kind of moaning and groaning. But
yeah, you too, right, Mara?
Yeah. But you know, another way to get around the island is to pick a studio or a couple of studios that are close together. Go to those studios. And then there'll be brochures there. And, you know, people say, where should we go? What should we see? And so in that way, we can do a little guided tour of about 5 studios. What are you interested in? What part of the island to go to?
I think that's we've already talked about it a little bit, about how everybody on the tour wants to make the tour successful for everybody on the tour. And that's a really selfless way of approaching it. And that's what makes it special for me too. Like if I went to a studio and did exactly what you said of like Zeus, like I really want to see some great photography, or I want to see something really modern or new, or I want to go see Bill Cleaver's studio and watch him at work at leather work and sculpture. Any other tips?
Yeah, you know what's a good way that I almost forgot to mention is you go to the VCA for the miniature show.
Oh, right.
And a lot of the artists that are on the tour have a piece at the VCA, and the pieces should be marked with a tour stop of the artist. So that's also a really good way of getting a preview of a lot of the different art, and then you can visually see, oh, I want to see more of this, or...
Is this Friday? This Friday is First Friday, technically the First Friday. So that's a great way to do it before the tour kicks off on Saturday morning, is go to VCA this Friday for their opening of the miniatures show and do a little taste test. Mm-hmm. I know last year I talked to Lori Thorpe, who is an artist on the tour. I don't know if she's on this year on the holiday tour, but she was in the spring tour. And she said she got so much traffic because of the pieces that were on display at VCA. People were really intrigued by what she'd made there, and they tracked her all the way back to her studio. And I would imagine that's true for a lot of artists. So taste test, maybe at VCA and even at Swiftwater.
Also,
I was going to say Swiftwater as well in town.
They'll all be marked. Each piece of work will be marked if the artist is on tour with the number of the studio.
Yeah. And then, you know, this is a real opportunity to meet new people and strike up conversations with folks about what you're interested in. And, you know, maybe you don't even know what you're interested in yet. You're like, I need something for my cousin Judy in San Diego, and she's really into X or whatever. And you'll
and it's
be
such a fun way to do your Christmas shopping, yes, without having to hit Amazon or big box stores or even leave the island, right?
Exactly.
We're all resistant to actually leaving the island if we don't have to. So it's a great way of keeping the money in the community.
Yeah. And shout out this week in particular in the Beachcomber this week, Tom Conway. We all love Tom Conway. He put together a gift guide of local gifts that you can buy. And nice. I know that lots of artists are on that list and supporting Viva. How can people support Viva's work other than coming on the tour? Is there a way that they could join? They could become a member.
They could become a member. They could also just buy our art year round. A lot of studios are open.
Looking for sponsorships too.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You are a sponsor.
I'm a sponsor because I give money to your scholarship fund, which I love.
Right. There are several dedicated sponsors.
Yeah. Well, it's such a major community event. It's an opportunity for tourism. It's an opportunity to, when your family's in town, it's a great thing to do. I talk about it all the time at the barbershop. Are you going? Are you going? Are you going? Do you need some tips? Do you need some? And I even met a young woman from Seattle last weekend who's very into ceramics. She's only 17. And I was like, you got to come to the tour. So she and her moms are going to come over for a day of touring. And I'm like circling all the best folks. So don't be shy. Head the tour this weekend. And we'd love to see you out at any of the 44
And also locations. Don't be shy and just come to visit. You don't have to be shopping.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times people feel bad. They come and they're like, I've already done all my Christmas shopping. I'm like, that's okay. Just stop by, say hi, you know, wish us Merry Christmas. It's really about the interaction.
Yeah. And if you can't make the tour, there are ways of seeing some of these artists in their studios and working throughout the year as well. We used to have a art by appointment thing on the website, but the website I love because of the viveartists.com website, because you can search by medium and then narrow it down that way and say, and reach out directly to the artist and say, can I come visit? So if you are just kind of like what I do for the tour, because I work on the weekends, is I start at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning and I do a supermarket sweep style and I hit like four studios in a row and I'm just like, hi, just saying hi, you guys are the best. Looks great. I love it. And then inevitably I'll buy something as well. Cause I'm always shopping for family and friends here on the island. And
well, we have a new thing for you.
What's that?
Since you are a member, we're opening up. We have a way that our tour participants can go around and see each other's studios.
Oh.
And it's open to Viva members this year. And you are a Viva member.
Woo-hoo.
And so that's on Friday the 13th.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, from regular show times, you can stop by any studio.
Oh, during the day, 10 to 5?
Yeah, there'll be something. I think there'll be something coming out.
I think there was an email that was just sent to all the members today.
Okay. Yeah.
With the list of the studios that are participating.
Some are open in the morning and some are open in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited that Donnelly Austin is back on the rolls this year. I know they've taken a couple of tours off, and I know Terry Donnelly is a photographer, as is his wife, Liz Austin, and they have come to the barbershop and done a People at Work photo shoot with me.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And he's got this great People at Work, and now he's doing like abandoned buildings series. Oh, cool. And they both produce amazing work. And I remember him telling me, we're really excited. We're going to be back on the tour this year. So that's on Vashon Highway, kind of as you're heading down into Quartermaster area. And Biondo Farm is also back on the tour.
This is their second time
on the tour. All right. No excuses, folks. It's happening. And we want you to come out and see this. I definitely am going to make my way out to Reimnitz because she was my first tour location I ever stopped at.
Aww.
My history on Vashon.
It's a pretty amazing place to stop.
It really is. And then what's also cool is the artists often have fellow Viva artists' work in mm-hmm. their studio just because mm-hmm. they love it, mm-hmm. because they bought it or they traded it or whatever it's in there. So you might be like looking at Zeus's studio and go, well, whose painting is that? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's mm-hmm. so-and-so, and they're down the way. So don't be shy. Reach out, hang out, come see all of the artists. And thank you both to Zeus and Marla for coming in for our semi-annual Viva tour preview.
Thanks for having us. It's always so fun to chat.
Okay, any other special thanks we want to share?
Well, thank you to you.
Yes.
Thanks so much for reminding us again. And thanks to our sponsors. We are able to give scholarships to our high school student, and it's a really big deal. All of the scholarships are a big deal, but sometimes for our art students, in the past, I know they have not necessarily been recognized. So in this way, every year having dedicated art scholarships is a really important thing and makes us feel really good.
Yeah, we know there are so many talented kids on this island. I got to go to the scholarship ceremony last year for the first time because I'm a donor now. There's a Come On Barber Award, and it's one of the most moving things you could be a part of. So when you're a sponsor of Viva, that's where your money goes. You could just support an awesome, talented kid, head off into the world after high school and go do, be, make, create, blow things up, whatever they're going
to
do.
Have the courage. Have the courage to go do it.
And their whole island is behind them. So that's our message to you. Be part of the island this coming weekend and the following weekend, and really just soak it up, enrich yourselves, and learn something new, and then do some great holiday shopping. So thanks for being here. And this show is being recorded, so this link will be live on the website in the next 24-ish hours, and we'll share it to the world far and wide. But thanks for listening. If you're out there, my name's Tara Morgan. I'm a volunteer producer here at Voice of Ashon. And this was our semi-annual Viva Studio Tour preview show. So thanks again. And that's it, folks. Have a great weekend. I know you guys got a lot of work to do. So woohoo. Thanks. Bye.